Satanas Luciferi Excelsi. In the name of Satan, the ruler of the earth, the king of the world, I command the forces of darkness to bestow their infernal power upon us. Open wide the gates of hell and come forth from the abyss by these names. Satan, Lucifer, Belial, Leviathan, I drink from this chalice and partake of the elixir of ecstasy. And with this rod, I place the blessings of hell upon us. Grant me the indulgences of which I speak. I have taken thy name as a part of myself. I live as the beasts of the field, rejoicing in the fleshly life. I favor the just and curse the rotten. By all the gods of the pit, I command that these things of which I speak shall come to pass. Come forth and answer to your names by manifesting my desires. Oh, hear the name. Mammon.
Mammon.
Melech. Typhon,
Typhon,
Moloch,
Moloch,
Samael,
Samael,
Set,
Set,
Shaitan,
Shaitan,
Chort,
Chort,
Loki,
Loki,
Noroni Bajili. Harinuta mireke olta hila, dodas do tola ame kelsaga homida. Das perinu ora kage, quare, mikala, yar o yad, aizare toksa das avame ai balatima. Zodicare o zodamaran, O dozicale qua a zodrege vape zodredo noco mada hoa tahe ia ida. The mighty voices of my vengeance smash the stillness of the air and stand as monoliths of wrath upon a plain of writhing serpents. I am become as a monstrous machine of annihilation to the festering fragments of the body of he who would detain me. It repenteth me not that my summons doth ride upon the blasting winds which multiply the sting of my bitterness. And great black slimy shapes shall rise from brackish pits of hell and vomit forth their pustulence into his puny brain. I call upon the messengers of doom to slash with grim delight this victim I have chosen. Silent is that voiceless bird that feeds upon the brain pulp of him who hath tormented me, and the agony of the is-to-be shall sustain itself in shrieks of pain, only to serve as signals of warning to those who would resent my being. O come forth in the name of Abaddon and destroy he whose name I giveth as a sign. O great brothers of the night, thou who makest my place of comfort, who rideth out upon the hot winds of hell, who dwelleth in the devil's fane, move and appear. Present yourselves to him who sustaineth the rottenness of the mind, that moves the gibbering mouth that mocks the just and strong. Rend that gaggling tongue and close his throat, O Kali. Pierce his lungs with the stings of scorpions, O Sekhmet. Plunge his substance into the dismal void, O mighty Dagon. I thrust aloft the bifid barb of hell, and on its pines resplendently impaled, my sacrifice through vengeance rests. Shemhamphorash!
Shemhamphorash!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Beijing, Yad.
forth, O great spawn of the abyss, and make thy presence manifest. I have set my thoughts upon the blazing pinnacle, which glows with the chosen lust of the moments of increase, and grows fervent in the turgid swell. Send forth that messenger of voluptuous delights, and let these obscene vistas of my dark desires take form in future deeds and doings. From the sixth tower of Satan, there shall come a sign which joineth with those salts within, and as such will move the body of the flesh of my summoning. I have gathered forth my symbols, and prepare my garnishings of the is-to-be, and the image of my creation lurketh as a seething basilisk awaiting his release. The vision shall become his reality, and through the nourishment that my sacrifice giveth, the angles of the first dimension shall become the substance of the third. Go out into the void of night and pierce that mind that respondeth with thoughts which leadeth to paths of lewd abandon. My rod is a thrust. The penetrating force of my venom shall shatter the sanctity of that mind which is barren of lust. And as the seed falleth, so shall its vapors be spread within that reeling brain, benumbing it to helplessness according to my will. In the name of the great god Pan, may my secret thoughts be marshaled into the movements of the flesh of that which I desire.
My loins are aflame, the dripping of the nectar from my eager cleft shall act as pollen to that slumbering brain, and the mind that feels not lust shall on a sudden reel with crazy impulse. And when my mighty surge is spent, new wanderings shall begin, and that flesh which I desire shall come to me. In the names of the great harlot of Babylon, and of Lilith, and of Hecate, may my lust be fulfilled.
In the name of Satan, Lucifer, Belial, Leviathan, and all you demons named and nameless, walkers in the velvet darkness, all you dim things, twisted, half-seen creatures, wraith-like, glimpsed beyond the swirling, foggy veil of time and spacious night, draw near, attend us, we command you. Welcome a new mistress, Xena, creature of ecstatic magic light. With us say, welcome to you, child of joy, sweet passion's daughter, product of the dark and musk-filled night, ecstasy's delight. Welcome to you, sorceress and 3x3 blessed sister witch. Welcome to our company, the path of darkness welcomes thee. Be not afraid. Above you, Satan heaves his bulk into the startled sky and makes a canopy of great black wings. The many-footed walkers give to you their strength, the power of red fang and claw, and all the madly dancing demons fill you with the lost knowledge of ancient ones. Small sorceress, most natural and true magician, your tiny hands have power to pull the lying vault of heaven down and from its shards build up a monument to your own sweet indulgence. Your power makes you master of the world of frightened, cowering, and guilt-ridden men. And so, in the name of Satan, we set your feet upon the left-hand path. Three times above the flame you pass to kindle lust and passion in your heart, that the heat and brightness of Shambhala's flame may warm you, make you burn bright and passionate. Zena, we call you after the manner of Lucifer's enlightened name. In the name of Belial, with earth we place upon you Satan's mark, that you might not forget the dark, moist earth, the pit from which you came, the jetting stream of manhood fertilizing Mother Earth. Thus was it always, and to time's end will it be the same. Zena, we call you that your power too may last unending, always strong as man and earth. May they too be the same. In the name of Lucifer, with the brazen bell, we baptize you with air, with magic shattering and changing all life's patterns, that you may find your place. This we do in Demoness, first witch, sweet Galatea's magic name. In the name of Leviathan and with the great salt sea, we finalize. May its power and your own be always the same, that all the gods that dwell within the watery abyss shall smile upon your being and swirl about you lovingly. And with those others in the devil's fane, you so will cause the heads of men to reel and spin. You too will fill them with desire, symbol of indulgence bound forever to the magic of your name. Zena, we baptize you with earth and air, with brine and burning flame. And so we dedicate your life to love, to passion, to indulgence, and to Satan and the way of darkness, fame. Hail Zena!
Hail Zena!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
I bid ye rise and give the sign of the horns. Open wide the gates of hell, the lower heavens beneath you, let them serve you. Govern those who govern, cast down such as fall, bring forth with those that increase and destroy the rotten. No place, let it remain in one number, add and diminish until the stars be numbered. Arise, move, and appear before the covenant of his mouth, which he hath sworn unto us in his justice. Open the mysteries of your creation, and make us partakers of the undefiled knowledge. Shem-ham-forash.
Shem-ham-forash.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Thank you.